The disease course is this, that they are mostly, they do not regress spontaneously, they grow proportionately with the individual's age. Initially, they are asymptomatic and they become painful at puberty or whenever there is a thrombosis. Aesthetic and functional impairment worsen with time because of expansion of these malformations, and they can lead to bleeding. Depending upon the location, they can be life-threatening as well, such as intracerebral or within the gastrointestinal tract, because it can lead to severe bleeding. For investigations, we will always go for the Doppler ultrasound in the best examination to confirm the vascular nature of the lesion and to differentiate the fast-flowing arterial lesion from the venous lesion. And MRI is done to differentiate the vascular lesion from the lesions of the adjacent soft tissues. Blood test is done to identify coagulation abnormalities, and CBC is done to determine any risk of bleeding, iron deficiency.